Parshas Chayesoro, Beis Tfilo, Tov Shin Ayin He. Vayu Chayei Soro, Mea Shono, Ve'esrim Shono, Ve'sheva Shonim, Shnei Chayei Soro. Says Rashi, Ve'kach Nichtav Shono V'chol Klal V'klal. That's why you have these repetitions of Shono, Mea Shono, Esrim Shono, Sheva Shonim. Each one of these groups is to be dashing for itself. Baskuf kebaschof lechet. We equate when she was 100 to when she was 20. Ubaschof ma baschof leichat a. The same way that when you're 20, you haven't yet sinned, a punishment that you're liable for from Hashem. Hare eino bas einshin. Af bas kuf leichet. Ubas chof kebas zayin yoifi. Says Rashi, because it says shono, it's to tell you to darshan and to equate the ages together. Bas chof, it's like bas kuf for einshin, and bas chof like bas zayin leyoifi. Shnei chayesara. Kulon shavin l'toiva. They're all equal for good. And ask the Ramban's very upset. Says Ramban, how can you tell me that this is for good? We find by Yishmael, later on in this week's parasha, when Yishmael dies, you also have the same shana and shana, and that's not for the good. As we find in Perikhofei Pasuk Yudayin. Second of all, how can you equate things together when Shana is lechalik? Adarabba, he said. If you're going to darshan Shana, you'd have to differentiate, not to equate them together. It's to separate the ages, not to equate them together. Therefore, the Ramban argues, says, no, it's the way of the pasuk to say Shana. You can't darshan from Shana. The Ramban argues. Rav Shach in Mechtovim Ma'amorim wants to answer for Rashi. Of course, Shona is lechalik. You're right. It is to distinguish between ages. But not a contradiction that Kulan Shavin. We distinguish, but yet they're all equal. How could that be? Because he says that in a person's life, there are different stages. There's a stage when he's the bocher. There's a stage when he's a young man. There's a stage when he's an old man. Each stage in life has different challenges. The different situations. Of course, they're different. You can achieve different things at different stages. Of course they're different. But the purpose of the person is to make sure that kulam shavim latoifa. To make sure that in the big picture, you're in the right direction. Could be you have to travel to a distant city. Some parts of the journey, the road is flat and wide. You can press the accelerator. Some parts of the journey, the road is windy. You slow down, be very careful. Go into low gear. It's the same journey with different parts. But the main thing is you're on the right path, you're on the right road, and you're going in the right direction. It could be your speed will change. But in the big picture, it has to be kuram shavim l'toivah. And therefore by Sarah, Bas Zayin, of course, was different than Bas Chof. And Bas Chof was different than Bas Kuf. But she was still continuing what she started off. It was a continuation. The Bas Zayin to the Bas Chof, and the Bas Chof to the Bas Kuf was in the same spirit. We discover in this week's parasha we have Shnei Chayesara counting of Sarah's life. Later on in Perichov Dadat Pasuk Aleph we discuss Avraham Zokein Bo Bayomim. He's coming with his days. In this week's Haftorah we have Vabelech David Zochin Bo Bayomim. And what he means is that not only does he have the years, he has his days as well. Their year was a full year. It wasn't with breaks and blanks and vacuums. It was a 24-hour-7 week and day that built up to their year. Rabbi Yochum writes in Sefer Chochma Musar, the same way that a human body, entity, it's one entity with many limbs and many forms, many parts. It's all one, it's one body. And every person is missing one limb. He has everything except for his hand, or except for his finger, except for his nose, except for his ear. He has everything, but missing one thing. He turns into a Baal Mum. You're a Baal Mum. The whole body becomes Baal Mum because he's missing one eye. Says Reb Rucham, the same way in a person's life, not only is our body one entity, our days are one entity. And therefore, if you miss a day, it's not only that you've missed that day is gone, waste of time. But it makes your whole life, it's a mum, you're lacking your tmimus in your whole life. The same way that all the limbs join together to be one body, so too all your days join together to be one life. And if you burn today, you're missing your shemus. What right does the Ruchim bring? The Gemara says in Brachos, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, that a person says Kriya Shema every day, Shachris and Arvis. Wonderful. Kriya Shema, Ol Malchus Shemaim every day. If one day he doesn't say it, doesn't feel like it, takes a vacation, no Kriya Shema today, says the Gemara, it's Doime Kimi Shelo Kara Kriya Shema Miyomov. It's as if you've never read Kriya Shema your whole life. Why? Ma'akesher? Yesterday I said Kriya Shema, today I didn't. You see, it's one entity, says the Rucham. It's all one thing. Now, if you cut out one Kriya Shema, it's a blemish in all your Kriya Shemas, because they're all one entity. So if we miss a day, miss an hour, we're not just hurting that hour, but it's affecting our whole tmimus. That's what you learn from Shnei Chayei Sara and Avraham comes by Yomim. Every day is precious, and Avraham, they were merited to have a full year. Their years were full. The Medrash says, famous Medrash, Rabbi Akiva was, that he was giving shir, and the students were dozing off. They were dozing off. Abatibu misnamnem, big keish lo iron. He wanted to wake them up, so he told them, how did Esther merit to be king, to be queen of 127 Medinos? Well, the answer is, said Rabbi Akiva, because since Esther was the Bas Bito Shel Sara, and Sara lived for 127 years, therefore her granddaughter Esther inherited 127 countries, and that was it. That's the end of the Medrash. What? Ma Kesher. What's the connection between his students who dozing off to Esther and to Sara? So the answer is well known. He was telling them, if Esther inherited 127 countries because of 127 years of Sara, that means that every moment of the year, of Sara's year, gave over another village, the next moment gave her another town. To get the whole Medina, that means every part of the year had an impact. To get the whole country, so Sara's good deeds had to take over every town, every city. So he's telling them, don't toss off. Because every moment has a meaning. Every moment is very powerful. So we should also be zeicha to use our life, use our time. And let's be as tmimus as we can, that we should achieve what we need to achieve וכולם שווים לטובה. פרק חוף ג' פסוק י"ז, we meet the story of Maaret HaMachpela, and Avraham does a deal with Ephraim, complicated deal, and we summarize, the Torah summarizes and says, Vayokom zde Ephraim asher b'machpela asher lifnei Mamre. The deal is finalized, and the thought is, Vayokom gets up. What does it mean, Vayokom? Says Rashi, Tkumo haitzalai. The sod was elevated. What way? Shayatza miyad hedyot liyad melech. The sod had changed hands from a hedyot to a king. Later on, in the same parasha, when Eliezer meets Rivka, Eliezer gives Rivka some presents. In Perichov Dadat Pasuk of Beis, Vayikach ish nezem zov beka mishkalai. He takes this nose ring, shnei tzmidim, and two bracelets, asara zov mishkalam, which weigh 10 zov. Question is, why did the Torah go out of its way to tell me how much they weighed? Why is that relevant? Says Rashi, it wasn't stam. Rather, the nezem zov was beka mishkalai, remez shikle yisrael beka lugugoyles. He was giving a remez to the Machzis HaShekel. And the Shnei Tzmidim, says Rashi, were referring to the Shnei Luchais Metzumadais, to the two tablets, Luchais HaBris. Asara Zav Mishkalam is referring to the Aseres HaDivros. Very nice, very interesting. Avama HaKesher, what's the connection right now? You came to Choron, you meet Rivka, and now you're starting to ramaz things which are totally abstract. I have no shaykhah to anything that Machzis HaShekel and Aseres HaDibros. These are things which will happen centuries later. What's it going to do right now with Rivka and Eliezer? The answer is, in the same way you find that Meshamshe Avodah Zorah get a dinner of Avodah Zorah, if something is a vessel is used in the church in the Avodah Zorah, has a dinner of Avodah Zorah. Why? So we see that a vessel that gets the level of its master. If it's used for Avodah Zorah, it gets a dinner of Avodah Zorah. Klei Shoreis in the Mikdash are super Kodesh. Why? Because they're used for Avodah. So the vessels get the level of what they're used for. For Kedusha in the Mikdash and for Tumah. Therefore, by Ephraim, by him, his soda was too, because the soda by Ephraim got the level of his master, of Ephraim, was Tommy. By Avraham, it's Dusha. A tremendous change happened to the field. So the Torah is telling us, Vayokom, at Kuma, he went from the soda change from Tuma to Dusha. As the Mesir Shalom writes in Perek Aleph, that if a person is miskalkel, person is bad, it's mekalkel the whole world. And if a person does good, it elevates the world. Because ilui gadol labriyos kulam, it is a tremendous elevation to the briyos, b'yosem shamshe odom asholim, that he serve and help the great person, it elevates the matter. And therefore, so this idea we see by Ephraim. Therefore, Eliezer was symbolizing to Rivka, I'm now giving you tachshite nashim, jewelry. Everyone gives jewelry to their wives. You should know, in Beis Avraham, there's nothing stam. We don't stam wear jewelry, you should know. I'm giving you jewelry that's going to signal to you, Machzis HaShekel, Avodah HaMikdash. I'm going to give you bracelets to signal to you, to realize Aseres HaDibros, because in Beis Avraham there's nothing in vain. Everything is elevated for a higher purpose. And that's a beautiful message. That's the simcha of being a Yehudi, a Jew. Nothing by us goes in vain. Everything we do, we can elevate. As the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, the kol kavanoy sevi l'shem shamayim, a person needs to sleep. You have to go to sleep. You're going to kill. We kill every night, hours and hours, doing nothing. Doing nothing. You must kill. You kill your life. But you know what? Says the Shulchan Aruch, don't go to sleep because you're tired. Rather, you just think, I want to daven tomorrow. I can't daven if I'm tired. I want to be nice to people. I can't be nice to people if I'm sleep deprived. I want to function properly. Oh, now go. Oh, psh, that's a sleep of Kedusha. That's a sleep of Avodas Hashem. You're going to sleep because you want to avoid Hashem. That becomes Kodesh. If you're going to sleep because you're tired, the Shum Davar, you blew it. But that's how beautiful Jewish life is. My Rosh Hashiva, Abianka Horvitz, once told me that a group of priests, he was once asked to meet a group of priests. He didn't want to, but he was forced to meet them. So they came to his house, had a meeting. So when they came, he had to go to the lavatory. So he said, excuse me. He went to the bathroom. And he came out of the bathroom, washed his hands. And his lips were moving. So they asked him, what are you doing? I'm making a bracha. What are you making a bracha on? I was in the bathroom. They were blown away. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that one of the most low things a human being has to do is go to the bathroom. That you could connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Creator's that. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't have that. Understand something like Kodesh, you do something, you learn Torah, you daven, very nice, spiritual. But to do the most physical thing, to relieve yourself, you connect that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they couldn't have, they were blown away. Because that's true. Because in Yiddishkeit, nothing is in vain. Everything we do, we can use to grow and for Kedusha. And we go to the bathroom. Why are we going to the bathroom? To be healthy. Why do you want to be healthy? To have Avodas Hashem. We two things. We have a Koras HaToiv, that we've been to an operation. Once for Pinkus, I remember he saw someone coming out of the bathroom. And he was mumbling the words. So he shouted at him, that's what you say after an operation. That's what you say. You had an operation. Poisons were taken out of your body. They're all over the body and psh, they came out. You had an operation. People can't go to the bathrooms. They have to be run to hospital. They die. It's lethal poisons are in there. If it doesn't go out. Lethal. That's how you speak after an operation. So we use everything across our toif to recognize the good Hashem gives us. But also, we can use it for avodas Hashem. We want to be healthy. So, not that we can go on vacation now. The Caribbeans. No, that's not what we're trying to be healthy. We want to be healthy, so we do avodas Hashem. And so that's what we're learning over here. Vayokum to the Ephraim. Everything can be elevated. And nothing goes in vain. Even the Tashit HaNoshim was symbolizing to Aseres HaDibros and to the Avodah. Perichot Dalet, Pasuk Beis. Vayayim Avram al Avdoi Zkan Beisoi HaMoshe B'chol Asheroi. Avram speaks to Eliezer and he commands him, Sim lo yotcha tachas yirechi, I want you to swear. I have a big mission. Vashbiach ha'chol b'Hashem Elokei ha'shamayim v'Elokei ha'aretz Asher lo yistikach isho livni mipnei sakna'ani Asher noichi yoshev b'kirvoi. I want you to swear. Don't dare take for my son a woman from Beis HaKnani. Rather go to my family. Okay, very important mission. Yichus. You want to make sure she's from the right family. Very important. The question is, why does Eliezer get an introduction? You know, who is Eliezer? You know, it's very simple. Later on, when he meets Besuel, he says, Eved Avraham Anochi. That's how he describes himself. In Perichov Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Vayomer Eved Avraham Anochi. Very short and to the point description who he is. Eved Avraham Anochi. We know who Eliezer is. Why is it over here, just as before, is Mashbi'ai, makes Eliezer swear, we get this whole praise, who he is. That who is he? Zkan Beisoy, Hamesha Bechol HaShaloi, Makara. What are these praises for? Who are we trying to flatter right now? Zkan Beisoy, Hamesha Bechol HaShaloi. Why is this necessary? We know who Eliezer is. Domestic Eliezer, Doilo Mashke, we met him in Parshas Lech Lecha, we met him in Parshas Vayikra, we met him before, we know exactly who Eliezer is. Why is it this critical moment, we emphasized how Moshe B'chol HaShaloi. The answer is, Avraham relied on Eliezer 100%. He was so faithful. Avraham gave him, let him run his whole household. He had access to the credit cards. He would swipe the credit cards as much as he wanted. No questions asked. Avraham trusted him 100%. Hamoisha b'chol ha'shoyoz, kan beisoy. Hamoisha b'chol ha'shaloi. Avraham trusted him. But, that's true for my money. When it comes to my son, I don't trust you. I don't rely on you. When it comes to my son, sorry. It's true, Amayisha b'chol ha'shayot, very true. You're wonderful. But I don't trust you. For this, it's so important, I'm going to make you swear. And this I saw in the Sefer called Megad Yosef. And this is a teichocha megula to people who come to their business, they're running their business. They don't rely on anyone. They don't sit back. They're on top of every line in the bank account. They know exactly who. Where's this 10 shekel? Where did this come from? Who gave it? They're reading all the articles. They don't run anyone. They're running the whole business themselves. When it comes to the kids, what's happening to your kids? Oh, he's in school. And how's he doing? I don't know. I hire Malamet. There's a school. That's their job. It's their job. That I rely on the cheder. They mechanech my kids. I run the business. By Avraham it's punk faket. When it came to the business, to the money, the assets, Avraham relied on Eliezer. When it came to the Yitzchak, he did not rely on him. Avraham wanted to oversee it himself, did do the maximum he could do. So he brings beautiful Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Rosh Ches. The Rambam speaking out that every person has to be kaveh itim la Torah. Every person must be learning day and night. However difficult it may be. Everyone has a list of the different categories of people who have a hard time to commit themselves and still they're mechuyev to be kaveh itim la Torah. Says the Rambam, Kol ish yisoel chayev b'talmud Torah. Ben oshir, ben oni, ben oshir. You're poor, you're rich, it's difficult. Ben sholem begufay. Ben Bari Surin. Pasnazi Surin, it's hard for him. Ben Bochur. Ben Shez Zokin Shetosh Ash Koichoi. You're very weak, you're very feeble, you're a very old man, it's very hard. Afilu Oni Amachaza Lapsochim. Even if you're so poor, you actually knock on people's door. All these people are still Mechuyev in Talmud Torah. But there's another one. Do you hear the list? Oni and Ashir, Bari Surin, Ben Zokin, Vafilu Oni and Mechazal Apsochim. But then comes someone else who's even more busy. Who's the last in the list? Says the Rambam. Vafilu Bal Isha Obonim. Even if a person has a family, even he is Mechuyev b'Talmud Torah. Meaning, you have the zokein, tashash koichoi. You have the cripple. and you have the Oni, Machazer HaPsachim, they're busy. But there's a Baal Isha Oboni is even more busy. Afal Pikein, he still has to be, he has to be Kaveitim in the Torah. Afal Pikein. So you see, what's he so busy about? So you see, you're allowed to take off time to for your family. So for sure, you take off time for the education of your children. It has to be on top of things. You don't trust the Malamdim. You've got to be on top of the situation. Make sure things are going well. Make sure your son's doing well. V'chulei, v'chulei. Not the other way around. Not that your business, you know exactly where things are, and your children, your family, you've got to know who are his friends, what's he doing in his free time, who's he playing with, where's he up, what's he up to. All these things, you have to be on top of the situation to make sure they're going well. In Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Ches, Eliezer wants to know what would happen if she doesn't agree to come. Maybe she won't. I'll go there, I'll ask her, I'll offer her the marriage, and she may not want to come here. What should I do? Says Avram, don't take my son there. He shomer lecha pen toshev is nishomer. You must never take my son there to her. And if she doesn't want to come, v'nikisa mishvoas yizais. The shvoah is absolved. Rakas bni lo yiseishev shom. Don't take my son there. If she doesn't want to come, forget about it. Why? What's so bad about the chosin going to live with the kala, ma makara? The Siftei Chachamim says because Yitzchak is like an oilo, he can't go to Chutz Loretz. That's how the Siftei Chachamim learns. Which is the conventional pshat. This is the normal pshat. Now Moshe Feinstein, in his Drash Moshe, says the reason is because a person has to live Mokim Torah. He has to live with Talmidei Chachamim. Based Avraham was the Mokim Torah. So therefore, I want my son to be around me. But to go there won't be a Mokim Torah. And therefore, it's worthwhile. Even a tzaddik is like Rivka. Rivka Imenu. If to be with Rivka, you're going to have to go to a place where there's no Torah, forget her. It's not worth it having a wife like Rivka if you can't live the Mokum Torah. So Moshe says, it's better to drop Rivka and take a lesser level and live in a place of Mokum Torah. Zoi Zorka Moshe in the Drash Moshe, a bit of a chiddush, but that's what he says. That's why he said, don't dare take my son there. So Kol Shekin, if by Yitzchak there was such a concern, for sure, we have to be careful where we live and make sure we're in the right society, in the right shul, the right friends, because we're also going to get influenced by wherever we'll be. Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tezayin. We meet Rivka. Batera to Aino. She goes down to the spring. Batamale Chado Vatoal. She fills up her jug, and the Eved now goes to her and approaches her and asks her for water. Why did he approach her? What's the reason? Many girls around. Why did he have to choose to approach Rivka? Says Rashi, "Lefishara sh'olu hamayim nikrasa." Eliezer saw that the water rose to Rivka, went up, and therefore that's why he tried his luck with Rivka. By the way, the famous Briskerov says that even though he saw a nes, he still didn't buy into the nes. In fact, he saw that the man already crossed her, didn't make his decision. Didn't say, oh, this is the right girl for Rivka, she has a nes, she must be a big tzaddikus. That didn't move it. It just helped him to choose to try Rivka and see if she will live up to the test. But says Ramban, on the spot, this must have happened only once. Because how do we know the Maim Olu crossed her? How do we know the water went up to her? Because he says, Vatamale Kadosh, she filled up her jug. It doesn't say Vatishav. She didn't have to draw the water. It just says Vatamale, meaning the water went up to her. This only happened once, says the Rambam. Because you look later on, when she ran, later on, in Pasukhov, Perichov Dada Pasukhov, when she runs to fill up the jug again to give him to drink, there it says Vatishav L'chol Malav. There it says she has to draw the water. So obviously then the water didn't go up to her. The Ramban doesn't make this into a question. Just point out this, you should know this nates, that the water rose for her only happened the first time. It didn't happen the second time. Say it. Question is why? Why indeed? If first time she was righteous enough to merit the nes, and the water came up to her, why didn't it happen the second time? Farvos, what happened? What's the change? The answer is, the first time, who was she drawing water for? Herself. She didn't know she was being observed. She's drawing water for herself. The tzaddikim, Hashem helps the tzaddikim, makes things easy for them. But the second time, what was she drawing? Who's she drawing the water for? For chesed, for someone else. Here, to merit, get a nes is the chisaron. You lose that if you get a nes. Why? Why do you lose that if you get a nes? Because what? Let's have it. Great. Because as the last mission in Ovah says, in Perakei, Rufum, Tzara, Agra. We get our reward based on the Tzar, on the effort. So to get it easy for the Chesed would take away from the Chesed. She wouldn't get the ultimate level. Therefore, there's no Nes. So we see, sometimes we feel we're doing a mitzvah and we're upset. Why things so difficult? Things are so hot, and I'm putting my car breaks down, and the air conditioning doesn't work. All these many things get obstacles in our way of doing a mitzvah. We get really agitated, frustrated. Things not working out. Things so difficult. You should know it's fakert. The more difficult the mitzvah is, the more schar you're getting. A different hashkofa. Me inyan b'itza inyan. In this week's parasha, in Perichov Dalet, Pasuk Samach Gimel, it says, "Vayetze Yitzchok Lasuach Basode Lifnois Erev." He goes Lasuach Basode. Was he a Breslover? What was he doing there? Huh? Nanach. Vayetze Yitzchok Lasuach Basode, says Rashi, Lasuach is Loshen Tfilah. Kmo Yishpach Seichoi. Says the Gemara in Brachos Chavavim and Beis, Yitzchak Tikein Tfilas Mincha. Yitzchak Tfilas Mincha was made by Yitzchak, and that's what it means. Not the Suach Basoda Lifnois Erev. This is the Tfilas Mincha, the afternoon prayer of Mincha. The Gemara says in Brachos Chavavim and Beis, Le'olam Ya'odem Zohir B'Tfilas Mincha. A person should be very careful about Mincha. Shai Elio, the famous Elio in Har Carmel, Loinana, Elo, Betfilas Samincha. He was only answered from Shamayim. His prayers were answered in Tfilas Samincha, Shenemar, Vaiba Loi Samincha, Vigash Elio Anovi. So Elio Anovi did, he merited to get his Tfilas answered and the fire came down, was Tfilas Samincha. So therefore, a person should be careful about Tfilas Samincha, because that's when you can get answered. Why? And the question is, why? What is special about Mincha? We have Shacharis, we have Maariv. What is special about Mincha that you can get answered with Tefillas HaMincha? Says the Tor. The Tor, Reish Lamed Beis. The reason is, says the Tor, because Shacharis, you daven first thing in the morning, you get up from your bed, and you daven Shacharis. It's before you're busy. Arvis is when you come home, you finish all you had to do, then you come home, things are quiet. You daven Arvis. But a Mincha, says the Torah, is Be'emtza Hayoyim, is in midday, in the middle of the business. You have clients, you just finished with a client, you've had to meet a new client, your head's all over the place. Your mamash torud ba'asokov, and therefore you have to mamash concentrate and to remove all the disturbances away and to daven. Bim also kein schoi harbe moed. In other words, the Torah is teaching us what's special about Mincha. Why is Mincha so powerful that you always answer the Mincha? Because it's difficult. Shacharis is easy. Just got up, Moedani, start with Shacharis. Arabis is easy. You finish it, you wind down, you shut your store, Shalom Yisrael. Now you can daven Maariv like a mensch. Mincha is be'emtza hayoyim, says the Torah. Emtza hayoyim. So difficult. Therefore, you're going to have to concentrate and cut away all the other thoughts. Therefore, that makes the tefillah so much more powerful. So again, we're seeing the same idea. The more difficult the mitzvah is, the greater the schar, and the more you can become elevated. It's a different hashkaf. We want life to be easy. Everything's easy. Right? Four. You come to the store, give me my 4 minim, arba minim, boom, shalom, easy. It's all done, ready, everything has to be ready. But the Meisah, the more difficult the mitzvah is, the more schar. That was the opinion of the Tor. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Lamed Beis, he has a different explanation what's special about Mincha. Places in Pesachim, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph asks, why is Tefillas HaMincha called Mincha? Isn't Tefillas HaMincha based on the Talmid Shel Ben Arba'im? What's it got to do with Mincha? Should we go? Says Tosfos, Tosfos asked, there's a Mincha in Shacharis as well. Also Talmid Shel Shachar has a Mincha. So what's special in our Bain that we call it Mincha? Answer Tosfos, because Eliyahu was answered with a Mincha, the Zman HaMincha. So therefore it's an Eis Ratzon. It's a time that you can get answered. But ask the Aruch HaShulchan, where's the answer? I still don't understand. Seder. So Eliyahu was answered in the afternoon. But why? But the same Mincha we have in Shacharis. The same Mincha we have for the Talmid Shel Ben Arba'im, we have the same Mincha for Talmid Shel Shachar. So why is that the case? Why is it that you get a special Eitz Ratzon in the Mincha of the evening Karban versus the Mincha of the morning Karban? We do the same act. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, look, Mincha is an amazing thing. When they bring the Mincha, there'll be the Shir of the Levim, there'll be Menasech, the wine, Gevaldik. They're both special, both Eis Ratzon. But what's even more special about the afternoon Mincha is that it's the end of the day. It's a completion. The Jewish day goes by night, then by day. Therefore, the Mincha of Ben Arba'im is Soifa Avoida. And Soifa Avoida, says the Baruch HaShulchan, is equivalent to Tfilas HaNe'ila of Yom HaKippurim. What's special about Ne'ila? It's the end of Yom Kippur. So intense. This is it. The whole Elul, Rosh Hashanah, says Mitzvah, Kol Nidrei. You come to Ne'ila, Dosidos. This is it. This is the moment. So too, by every Mincha of Talmid Shel Ben Arba'im, it's an end of the day. It's completion. And that's why it's so special. We'll finish off with our last point. So we have Eliezer and Rivka, and Rabban Kotler points out there's a difference the way Eliezer expected what he expected from Rivka to the way that Rivka responded to Eliezer. When Eliezer davened, so he asked for that the Na'ara that will tell me, I'll give you to drink and I'll give you camels to drink, that's the Na'ara I'll know that she's meant for Yitzchak. So this is to be found in Perachov Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Eliezer was expecting her to tell her to offer him, I'll give you to drink and your camels. What actually happened? Rivka, what actually happened in Pasuk Yutches, he said, "Vatoymer shestei adoni, please, would you like to drink?" Vatechal ashkoyse. After he finished, then Rivka spoke up again and said, "Let me draw water for your camels." In other words, Eliezer expected her to offer together, to offer him and the camels, and she didn't. She offered him, and when he was finished, then she offered the camels. Maishtano says Abraham Kotler that Rivka didn't want to offer them both together, as Eliezer thought, because it's lack of covet to equate man and the animal. But you and the animals are given to drink? It's a lack of respect in a very, very slight way. Therefore Rivka said, I'll give you to drink, you're a man. When you finish, now we'll look into the animals. Reason number two, tzaddikim, they say a bit and do a lot. You don't announce in advance all I'm going to do for you. Now I'm giving you the drink. The animals will see later. And third reason is that sometimes it's hard for a person to get too much chesed. If you tell the person, yeah, I'm going to take you, I'm going to give you to eat, I'm going to pay to sleep, I'm going to make a bar mitzvah for your child, I'm going to marry off your children. I just asked you for what's the time. That's what I need. You get overwhelmed. So she didn't want to hurt Eliezer's feelings. She said, I'll give you the drink. Once that was over, then she offered the camels. So therefore, it's a sensitivity. Even when a person does chesed to people, they're very, very sensitive to make sure to do it in the right way. And there's no black and white rule. It's every case to itself. Maybe some people feel good if they're offered so much. They'll get a good feeling. Therefore, every case to itself, we should be zeicha to follow in their footsteps. We should be zeicha to have a kulam shavim and a teiva. We should be zeicha to have our days full. To be able to elevate ourselves. Now, be mechanas the children, to have proper derech eretz. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Shkoyach.